Good morning. A clear, cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures going all the way down into the lower to mid-40s across a large part of the area. Even some 30s showing up across the highest terrain, even as we head toward the first day of summer. With high pressure building down from Canada, we'll enjoy more in the way of sunshine today. Still a little bit of a northwest breeze, especially across the higher terrain, with that upper level storm still spinning over the Canadian Maritimes. But the high pressure center will tend to dominate, and that's going to allow temperatures to climb higher today than recent days. And for the most part, we'll manage to get into the middle 70s on average for afternoon highs. Mostly clear again tonight, comfortably cool, low humidity, with temperatures back into the lower to mid-50s, some 40s again across the higher terrain. With that high pressure center overhead tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies and even warmer temperatures. Again, the humidity levels will stay low in the lower 80s and more 80s on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. A disturbance over the northern plains will track through the Midwest, but instead of heading through the Great Lakes and into our region on Thursday, now it looks like this system will deflect off to the south through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. On this track, we'll stay dry through the end of the week, but a front may slide our way from New England and back through the area as we get into Friday afternoon. So a few more clouds on Friday, but it should stay dry and a little bit cooler with highs in the upper 70s. It looks like that ridge of high pressure out over the middle of the country, which will provide unseasonable warmth in that location, will head our way as we get into the upcoming weekend. As a result, we'll have mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures, lower 80s on Saturday and into the middle 80s with mostly sunny skies on Father's Day for Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across central Iowa, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the enhanced risk area over portions of the upper Mississippi Valley. A moist air mass is already in place across the Corn Belt with 70-degree dew points as far north as southern Iowa. The resulting instability, coupled with increased flow aloft supporting modest vertical shear, will support updraft organization with storms capable of large hail and damaging wind gusts. Some backed surface winds are possible near the warm front, with the increased low-level shear here resulting in a low tornado threat. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 42, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Bridgeport, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs in the upper 70s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 59, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.95 inches for the month, that's 26 hundredths above average, and 12.71 inches for the year, which is 3.76 inches below average. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 35, which is 1 below normal, and 5,451 for the season, which is 1,213 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 96, set in 1892, and the record low, 39, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and still a bit breezy today, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, low humidity, lower 80s. Lower 80s again on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. A mix of sun and clouds Friday back into the upper 70s, but we'll warm it up again for the weekend. Mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid 80s. And 80s again with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.